Hello.
Hello. Yes, hello. My name is Katie and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we're conducting a public opinion survey in your community and would like to get your opinions. Do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work on or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission, on Tuesday, August 20th? Would you say that you're definitely going to vote? You're very likely to vote, somewhat likely to vote, you're not very likely to vote, not at all likely to vote, or you are not registered to vote?
Very likely to vote.
Okay, thank you. With which political party are you registered? A Republican, Democrat, or unaffiliated, independent, or not registered in a party?
Republican.
Okay, thank you. What is your main racial background?
My what?
Your main racial background? Are you a white, Caucasian, Hispanic,
Asian?
Oh,
white, yeah. White.
Okay. Thank you. And what is your age?
82.
Okay, thank you. Now, generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction, or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
I couldn't say one way or the other.
Okay, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Would you say property insurance costs, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, illegal immigration, overdevelopment, protecting the environment, hurricane and flooding preparation, taxes and county government spending, traffic and congestion, crime and public safety, or affordable housing?
My. I say overbuilding and congestion, traffic and congestion.
Okay, thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. If you could please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. The first one would be Joe Biden. Would you say very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, or never heard of?
Very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Ron DeSantis.
Favorable.
Okay. Would you say somewhat favorable?
Well, I'd say very favorable.
Very favorable. Okay. Thank you. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Okay. Rick Ramsey?
Don't know him.
Okay. Thank you. Melissa Tomey?
Don't know.
Okay. Holly Merrill Rashine?
Don't know.
Okay, and Paul Wunderlich.
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. And thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commissions were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Would you say Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate, Holly Merrill Rashine, a Republican candidate, or Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Melissa Tomey, Holly Merrill Rashine, or Paul Wunderlich?
I don't know.
Okay, thank you. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that Holly Merrill Rashine is doing as your county commissioner?
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commissions? Would you say a candidate who currently serves on the county commission and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community, or a candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government?
Don't know.
Okay, no worries. Thank you. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? Would you say a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County, or a candidate's positions on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes, and fighting crime?
Yes, the latter.
Okay, thank you. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
There's no grocery store there now?
Let's see. Because it says that if you would be in favor or you oppose to bring a Publix grocery store along with 86 units of workforce housing, would you say you strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I would say somewhat favor.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? Would you say, with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements, Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida? Or, during these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better.
The latter, I think.
Okay, thank you. The second one, you say?
Yes, the second one.
Okay, thank you. Let's see. If you knew the following statements about Holly Merrill Rashine, work through, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holly Merrill Rashine in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each would make no difference, you can indicate as well. I'm going to read some statements. The first one, with high housing costs and lack of options for so many, Holly Merrill Rashine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. Would you say, would you be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or makes no difference in your vote?
Somewhat likely.
Okay, thank you. Holly Merrill Rashine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbies. Rashine has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of life. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Less likely.
Okay. Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Yeah. I put them in the closet.
Okay.
Somewhat less likely.
Somewhat less likely. Okay. Thank you. Holly Merrill Rashain is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. Would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
I don't know.
Okay,
no opinion.
Okay, thank you. Holly Merrill Rashain believes that development needs to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is expecting in order to protect quality of life. On that one, what would be your opinion?
No opinion.
Okay, thank you. During these tough times, Holly Merrill Rashain voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. On that one, would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
Somewhat less likely.
Okay, thank you. Holly Merrill Rashain is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rashain has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. On that one, would you say much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference. I have to go now. Thank you.
Oh, yes, we're almost done.
Well,
Oh, okay. If you like, I can give you a call back in a later time.
No, don't call me back. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much.
No. Ahí en el hocico lo llevaba entre los dientes. Ya la verdad, pues la baja. Mira, me dice que llena un formulario. Pero lo más antes posible, ¿va? Pero eso con tiempo lo voy a mandar. Uh-huh. Pero hay una parte que dice datos de la sociedad, denominación de la sociedad, representante.